When she saw it with her own eyes, Catelyn reined up her horse and bowed her head in thanks. The gods were good. She was not too late. "They await our coming, milady," Sir Willis Manderley said, "as my lord father swore they would."
"Let us not keep them waiting any longer, sir."
Sir Brynden Tully put the spurs to his horse and trotted briskly toward the banners. Catelyn rode beside him. Sir Willis and his brother Sir Wendell followed, leading their levies, near 1,500 men. Some 20-odd knights and as many squires, 200 mounted lancers, swordsmen and free riders, and the rest foot, armed with spears, pikes, and tridents. Lord Wyman had remained behind to see to the defences of White Harbour. A man of near 60 years, he had grown too stout to sit a horse.
"If I had thought to see war again in my lifetime, I should have eaten a few less eels," he'd told Catelyn when he met her ship, slapping his massive belly with both hands. His fingers were fat as sausages. "My boys will see you safe to your son there. Have no fear."